This is For the Air on WFNU Frogtown Radio. Don't forget to tune in every time we air on Tuesdays and Fridays at 4 p.m. You can also stream our shows on WFNU.org. Enjoy.
Yeah, family, community, respect, education. Family, community, respect, education. For the air.
Hey y'all, welcome back to For the Air on WFNU Frogtown Radio, hosted by a high school for recording arts. I'm Lily, with our co-host and editor, Wisdom Bush.
What's poppin', Earth? Today you're gonna get an in-depth view of our radio show internship, along with some info about Ramsey County Workforce Solutions, Another Level Records, Rock the Cause Records, and more vocational opportunities offered to HSRA students. We will also be presenting sneak peeks along with interviews provided by our beloved student musicians. The first song we'll be playing today is Rather Be Alone by Morgan Welch.
Woke up at 7 a.m. Bed's looking empty again, but that's the way it should be. I thought being lonely was tough, but lately I've been so in love with my own company. So complicated, complicated. I swear that all these people are the same. Wish I never asked you about your name, but I did, baby, baby.
Rather be alone.
Just the way that I feel. I swear that they're not worth my time. Every day I'm feeling fine. I'm just keeping it real. So complicated, complicated. I swear that all these people are the same. Wish I never asked you about your name, but I did, baby, baby.
Now here's Morgan Welch speaking on her experience with Ramsey County and the song that you just heard, Rather Be Alone. So I heard you got a paid internship with Ramsey County. Do you mind telling us about your experience with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been doing some paid vocational training with Ramsey County. I've been primarily working as a student publicist. So basically just maintaining relationships with the media, garnering news stories and media stories with various media outlets. But I've also been working as a personal intern for Michael Lipset, one of the administrators at our school. So I've been working with a variety of things. It's been super interesting because I got to learn a whole lot more about skills that I would be expected to have once I go into the workforce. Right. So I know that going into the workforce, I'll have a lot more of that that preparation, and ultimately I'm just feeling more confident about moving on to the next step in my career.
Right. That's some real important stuff that you're doing with the school.
Yeah, absolutely.
So with the funds that you earned with your internship, what did you do with it? Did it push you towards any of your goals? Did it help you support yourself or your family? Did it get you out of any predicaments? Tell us about it.
I think one of the biggest things that I've been doing with the funds is just learning how to manage my money in general. I learned how to open up a bank account, how to budget. So recently I've been just doing a lot of saving, which has been super beneficial to me because, like, I'll be moving out of my parents' house this coming summer as I go into college and take those next steps in my life. So just having, like, a little cushion there is super helpful.
So moving away from vocational training, you told us that you had some upcoming music. Do you mind telling us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I wrote that song at a time where I was kind of like coming out of a relationship that I wasn't, when I came out of it, I was definitely hurting. But when I wrote that song, I was kind of coming to the conclusion like, wow, I'm happier without that toxic person in my life.
Right,
exactly. So for me, it was more just about finally realizing that I don't have to be with someone else to find my own happiness. It was really about me getting used to being by myself.
Now, in that relationship, is there a specific situation that pushed you to write and record that piece?
I think it was less about the relationship itself. For me, it was more like when I was by myself and I found myself, you know, sitting in my room on a Friday night as opposed to like going out with friends or being with that person. I just found myself really enjoying being by myself. Like for the first time in my life, like there's a quote from that song, and it goes, "Lately I've been so in love with my own company."
Right.
Because for the first time I felt comfortable by myself. Like before I always felt the need to be with friends or to be with a significant other, and like I had finally found that comfortability within myself.
That was Morgan Welch with her vocational experience with Ramsey County and her brand new single, Rather Be Alone.
In August of 2017, High School for Recording Arts, in partnership with nonprofit record label Rock the Cause Records, put a paid business and music and media internship program into effect. Since that time, this program has provided close to $100,000 in W-2 wages and stipends to over 50 HSRA students living in Minnesota. In the spring of 2019, the same program began at High School for Recording Arts in Los Angeles, and 24 students were paid close to $20,000 in W-2 wages. These programs are funded by private donors, corporate partners like Men's Warehouse and Music Around, and funds are carried out by Rock the Cause Records, Ramsey County Workforce Solutions, CARES Act funding, and the State of California Jobs Program for Youth. And business and music internship students can experience a real-world media environment and managing HSRA's record label Another Level Record. And award-winning HSRA-made documentary films like Rondo, Beyond the Pavement. Skills that students learn in these programs are things like business writing and email communications, Google Suite Enterprise Suite, electronic press kit building, publishing and administration, social media strategies, podcasting, building a specialty radio show, scheduling interviews with the media, licensing and synchronization, money management, writing a business plan, forming a business and business tax structure, resume writing, invoicing, 1099 and W-2 definitions. Now here's Wisdom interviewing Mickey Breeze about his upcoming music and vocational training with HSRA.
So I heard that you were part of a Ramsey County internship.
Yes, indeed. The Experience Jazz Program.
Word. Do you mind telling us a little bit about that?
Sure thing. So a lot of what the internship was pretty much teaching. As far as I knew, working with Ramsey County had really good benefits as far as like student outreach and everything like that, making sure I was able to get to my job site on time, making sure that I was able to interact with students and hosting trainings and everything. That kind of just made my job easier.
If you had another internship opportunity, what would you want it to be? And what would you want to learn?
I would definitely want it to be based around student outreach or you know, musical techniques and stuff. That's a lot of what my forte is. I find that in the one school that I did work at through the Ramsey County internship program at HSRA, a lot of times music is a great way, or pretty much art in general is a great way to relate to people, you know, either of my age or of a lesser age or of an older one. Kind of bridges the gap a lot. So, you know, if I ever had to take another internship position, I would love it to have to be something music related or something I could, you know, teach with my form of expertise.
So you told me that you are coming out with a new album. You want to tell me about that? What's the general idea?
Yeah.
You know, what do you want people to think about when they listen to your music?
The new album I'm coming out with is titled Dual, D-U-A-L, and it's simply meant to represent that there are two sides to everything, two sides to a page, two sides of the same coin, and definitely two sides to one person. A lot of what I cover on the album is, you know, my relationships with people, my relationship to the music industry and how I'm able to navigate it. Certain issues about, you know, associating with other people on a mental level, a religious level in some senses, and in some cases or in some songs on the album, just about learning to be comfortable with myself, you know, versus having to always kind of impress other people. You know, the music industry is based off of how many people like you, you know, and it's really the biggest popularity contest that there is.
There's one song that we can promote for you on the radio show. Which one would you want it to be?
Favors. Favors is based around, like I said, you know, kind of being the most popular one in the room and wanting to help everybody to, you know, help yourself get ahead and, you know, oftentimes kind of sacrificing your own well-being to go out of the way to help somebody else.
Well, that's all the questions I got for you today.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you for calling us and answering these questions. Is there any last words that you have for the audience?
Dual coming out December 22nd, 2020. Mickey Breeze merchandise being released very, very soon. Follow me on all my platforms, Spotify, Instagram, and my website, all at Mickey Breeze. And I hope you guys enjoy whatever it is that I have to say.
If you're just tuning in, this is For the Air on WFNU Frogtown Radio. Up next is Favors by Mickey Breeze.
On other people to make sure that your music or that your craft is straight. You need to make sure that your music and your craft is straight. You can't depend on other people, you know what I'm saying? Like, you should be making this album for you. You should be making beats for you. You should be doing all this shit for you.
Been doing this for way too long. Figured I was doing something wrong. Showing everybody all the love. Thinking I should do it just because. Bunch of niggas using on the law. Boy, you think I don't already know. Taking all these numbers out my phone. Fuck it, I'ma get it on my own. No more favors. No more favors. No more favors. No free labor.
attached. Ain't no more than this or less than that. I don't care if you ain't coming back. Long as I'm provided with a stack. I just want the money, fuck the fame. So, please put the check in my business name. I don't know nobody, not a god, I think. Tell them now, Breezy ain't a god, god thing.
Nick, no more favors. Nick, no more favors. Nick, no more favors. No free labor. Nick, no more favors. Doing something wrong. Showing everybody all the love. Thinking I should do it just because. Bunch of niggas using on the low. Boy, you think I don't already know? Taking all these numbers off my phone. Fuck it, I'ma get it on my own.
That was Favors by Mickey Breeze. Up next is For Them by YK.
I do it for my mama, I know she proud of me. I do it for my poppy, I know he proud of me. I do it for my brother and my sister, cause I know they look up to me. Look. I do it for my mama, I know she proud of me. I do it for my poppy, since my dad can't see me. I do it for my brother and my sister, I know they look up to me. Look, look. I do it for my mama, I know she proud of me. I do it for my poppy, since my dad can't see me. I do it for my brother and my sister, I know they look up to me. Look. Coming up in the music game, gotta bring my A game. Going to school every day, getting straight A's. And I'm getting this pay to make sure that my family's straight, so they ain't gotta worry about a thing. Every year I grow more, every year I learn something new. Every year I see something different. Gotta make a change in my life to better the things I do. Cause why? Look, I do it for my mama, I do it for my poppy, I do it for my brother and my sister. Look, I do it for my mama, I do it for my poppy, I do it for my brother and my sister. Look, I do it for my mama, I know she proud of me. I do it for my poppy, since my dad can't see me. I do it for my brother and my sister, I know they look up to me. What I say? Look, I do it for my parents to show them that I could do it. I do it for my siblings to show them anything is possible. I set my mind on my dreams and I made it happen. Took the hard way and never took the easy route. Made it past the struggle, that's what it's really about. Had a lot of people talk about me, but I ain't listen. Had a lot of people push me down, but I got back up. Look. My head high, I'm running to the finish line. Had to show my family that anything is possible. I do it for my mama, I know she proud of me. I do it for my poppy, cause my dad can't see me. I do it for my brother and my sister, I know they look up to me. Look, I do it for my mama, I know she proud of me. I do it for my poppy, since my dad can't see me. I do it for my brother and my sister, I know they looking up to me. Look, I do it for my mama, I do it for my poppy, I do it for my brother and my sister. Look, I do it for my mama, I do it for my poppy, I do it for my brother and my sister. Look, I do it for my mama, I do it for my poppy, I do it for my brother and my sister. Look, I do it for my mama, I know she proud of me. I do it for my poppy, since my dad can't see me. I brother and my sister. I know they looking up to me.
This is Isis, a student at High School for Recording Arts, with a public service announcement coming at you. HSRA is dedicated to providing all young people a chance to realize their full potential despite any previous setbacks. As we engage students through music and exploration and operation of the music business, we demonstrate the core learning areas and real-world 21st century skills can be acquired at the same time. More than just earning a high school diploma, HSRA prepares students for a positive post-secondary education in life. HSRA would love to hear from you. For student registration, corporate partnerships, financial support, employment, tours of the school, and more, please visit hsra.org.
We got determination. Oh, you just wait, son. We got determination. Oh, you just wait, son.
If you're just tuning in, this is For the Air on WFNU Frogtown Radio. Up next is YK speaking on her vocational training with Ramsey County and HSRA and her new song, For Them.
So I'm here with YK, one of our student musicians here at HSRA. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hey y'all, I'm YK. It stands for Young Knowledge. I'm 16 years old and I'm one of the local artists for St. Paul, Minnesota, and also an artist at HSRA. High School for Recording Arts.
Right. So I heard you had a paid internship with Ramsey County. Do you mind telling us about your experience with that?
So basically, I had went through an internship with the school because when COVID had hit, coronavirus had hit, I was out of work and I wasn't able to work nowhere else. So the school had offered me a job with music, and with me being certified in the studio and out of the studio with anything music productions, I was able to apply for an internship and get paid so I could support my family and my friends that needed money and stuff.
Where, other than supporting your family, which I deeply respect that, a lot of people wouldn't really take the initiative to take the money that they earn from what they do to take care of other people. So I respect that. But other than that, what else did you do with the funds that you got from the internship? Did it push you towards your goals? Did it get you out of any predicaments?
Yeah, it helped me a lot because I was able to finally get my record label started, True Studios Production, and get more people signed onto it. And then I was also able to help my mom pay bills and like put money into my community so we can get more things set up around here. And also I was able to pay for a lot of the items that's in my room right now, like clothing, food, stuff like that.
So moving away from vocational training, you told us that you had some upcoming music. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so I had just released another one of my songs about 3 weeks ago called For Them, and that song is based off of Family Wise. But coming up, I'm supposed to have about 3 other songs released that just is supposed to be motivational to uplift the youth. Because with me, I am a motivational speaker and leader. So I motivate a lot of the youth from the ages of 6 going up to like 16. Right. And so my next few songs are going to be more dedicated to them, about basically staying in school, doing your work, doing what's best for your community, and just uplifting each other instead of putting each other down.
I like that. Now, with your song For Them that we're going to be airing on the radio show, can you tell us a little about who that song was targeted to?
So For Them was basically targeted to my family and my friends, because really they're the main reason why I got into music, and also because of a tragic heartbreak that I got. But with that song comes with a lot of money, because you know it's a lot of people buying my song and stuff. So majority of the messages of the song is basically that the money I make from the song and from what I do on a daily, whether it's work, music, dancing, it all the money and stuff goes to them, and I've been doing it for them.
After the interview, I asked YK if there was anything else she wanted to tell the audience. Here's what she had to say.
Besides that, y'all should be having a good day or good night wherever y'all at is listening. And, you know, just keep up good vibes and don't let nobody put y'all down about what you're doing or what you should be doing. Don't let nobody tell you no. Like, if you got a dream and you really want to do that, go do that. Don't let nobody get in the way of you following your dreams and your happiness and you getting up to succeed at whatever you're doing. Just keep doing you and do what you got to do to get there. Just don't get into no trouble, that's all.
And that's facts. Thank you so much for coming in today, YK.
You're welcome, Wisdom.
All right, you have a good day.
Up next is more Mickey Breeze. Here's Violent.
People saying all lives, but it's one-sided. People saying black lives that you want silent. Lose another black life with no logic. Then you really wonder why people go riot. People saying all lives, but it's one-sided. People saying black lives that you want silent. Lose another black life with no logic. Then you really wonder why people get violent. All lives matter, that's a white lie. If black lives don't matter to the white guys, go blind when the innocent is slain. But you put a victim record on your Facebook page. No love for the lives of the lost. Black kids die and you pray for the cops. Bro got shot when he had no Glock, but a white boy walked with a dick AR. Something is so fucking wrong. They're trying to find a problem with this song. I guarantee you a Karen is checking my criminal history when this go off. Every time I wanna go on a drive, I'm hoping that I make it back alive. They shoot at me and I'm dead in the street. Then the people in power is gon' justify it. People saying all lives, but it's one-sided. People saying black lives that you want silent. Lose another black life with no logic. Then you really wonder why people go riot. People saying all lives, but it's one-sided. People saying black lives that you want silent. Lose another black life with no logic. Then you really wonder why people get violent.
We're going to begin with breaking news tonight out of Minneapolis, where the National Guard is being mobilized after violent protests erupted overnight over the death of George Floyd. A Minneapolis police officer pressed his knee into the unarmed African-American man's neck for more than 7 minutes Monday as Floyd pleaded for help and said he couldn't breathe. Frustration over the lack of charges against the officers turned into anger overnight as protesters looted stores and set buildings on fire. Police responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. Those riots continue today, spilling into St. Paul, where crowds ransacked shops and smashed windows.
24 hours ago, this was all a bustling business district. Take a look at it now. It is a shell of what it used to be. In fact, if you look in the rubble, it is still smoldering. Even at this hour, people are looting buildings, and some buildings are still burning to the ground. And that's why the National Guard is being called in to try to tamp the tension down, down, down.
Up next to speak about the internship behind this very radio show is Ace the Music Man.
I'm here with Ace, also known as Ace the Music Man, who is working in the HSRA and Frogtown Radio Vocational Discovery Program with me.
Hi.
What has been the most rewarding part of this internship for you?
The most rewarding part of this internship, I'd say, is hard work pays off during every show.
What have you learned in this internship program?
I learned the intricacies of a radio show, how many people it takes to actually create the radio show, how a radio station works and is put into production.
Yeah, for sure. How has the money impacted you?
Well, I got my car fixed. I have a brand new laptop that I can make more music with. So, you know, I mean, it's pretty cool. It's pretty good.
Uh-huh. You have a new song coming out January 27th. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. That junk's gonna be fire, bro. It's called Pink Suede. It's about love and pink suede. It's bop and it's chill, and you should play it at all your parties and mosh pit to it. Go hard with that, and I hope y'all like it. January 27th, iTunes, Spotify, Ace the Music Man.
Up next is a sneak peek of Ace's upcoming single, Pink Suede.
Baby, you hit the floor.
Forget to check out our app. It's a part of the Live 365 family. Once downloaded, all you have to do to find us is simply search any of the following names: WFNU, Frogtown, Frogtown Radio, or 94.1. After you find us, just save WFNU as a favorite.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of For the Air, written and produced by High School for Recording Arts. You can find us every Tuesday and Friday at 4 p.m. Also, you can stream us online at WFNU.org. Also on the Life 365 family app by searching for Frogtown Radio. We just want to give a special thanks to Ramsey County for providing us with these wonderful opportunities. All the interns in these programs have learned so much useful knowledge that will for sure help them in the future. Up next is an instrumental sneak peek showcasing the type of vibrations that you can find in my upcoming album, Lavender. Drop date coming soon. Enjoy.